hear the entire show and many others, visit www.puremomentum.net.
She was under complete mind control when she was in D.C. being used as a puppet to compromise politicians for sexual favors. This has been going on for decades. The one reason why no politician steps forth and changes things is they have either something on every politician or they're under threat of themselves or their family. This is full fascism in the NSA and CIA. These weapons are immoral, inhumane, and need to be shut down.
So, Ron, we're going to continue with this document because I think it's so utterly important. And I think everyone needs to have a clear understanding of the level of technologies that are now controlling our lives, dictating our thoughts, controlling our bodies, eliminating free will. In fact, there are very few people remaining that seem to have somewhat escaped these technologies for the moment. But having said that, I'm going to address page 13 of the human performance document, and it's under military utility, and it's very important to understand this is how and why the military servicemen and women are committing suicide. So they talk about environmental factors that influence performance, including situational stresses, sleep, nutrition, training, and medical interventions. And they talk about how the expertise concerning human performance under military conditions is essential to the analysis of how adversaries might use human enhancement in military situations. So again, they're always posing the threat of an adversary that is being created by the bankers in order to really literally get the consent, not always consent, oftentimes what we find with enhancements and human performance is without people's consent. But as we move forward with the idea of a false enemy, people will be led to believe that these human enhancements, which is really changing humanity, will be desired by many young men and women going into the military as cannon fodder for the bankers. But moving on to page 13, again, they talk about the specific study involved tests of effects of caffeine on performance for a group of Navy SEALs following 72 hours of intense training activity with almost total sleep deprivation. A variety of metrics were used, including computer-based tests of reaction, speed, and mental acuity, psychiatric self-assessment surveys, and marksmanship tests were then used. Ron, I'd like you to comment on that.
Yes, they're lacing the caffeine with cocaine in Colombia, and they're also using methamphetamine. And they're also GMOing all coffee. The coffee is causing massive problems in the U.S., and it's for mind control. That's all I want to add.
Well, I'll tell you, we've heard many times not to drink caffeine. If there's any reason why not to, knowing this would be why. So we're going to move on to page 14, and that talks about performance indicators measured for 68 soldiers. Now, these 68 soldiers are targeted individuals. They're victims of torture. This is important to note. So again, performance indicators measured for 68 soldiers who were divided into four groups, with members of each group administered the indicated doses of caffeine. The visual vigilance of the four chosen reaction time tests involved computer based activities. They go on to say how they answered a series of questions concerning self-perception of mood and condition. And the rifle marksmanship test measured the distance from the center of the for shot group tightness. A number missed the targets. And sighting times. Results are normalized to measurements immediately before the caffeine doses were administered. Would you like to break that down, Ron?
Just the fact that there, I was reading in 2003 they were using drugs to keep the military awake constantly. This is to cause them to die in order for them not to come back and collect their scholarships that they've been promised. And as we know, all universities now are part of this problem. And what they were promised before they went into service, I saw in Chicago all the posters and ads trying to get all the inner city Chicago children to go into the service. And they were actually, the judge was actually giving them the option to go into the wars in the Middle East as opposed to go to jail. It's the same thing. So when these people are signing up to go into the military, they're signing up to be non-consensually human experimented on. The food is what they have to eat. They have no choice. They can't go to the store and buy healthy food. They must eat any of the laced food that's either provided by Aramark Food Service or Sodexo or whichever military contractor delivered this garbage and charges ridiculous amounts of money per the meal, like $40 or $30 a meal per serviceman, okay? So this is all set up prior to sleep deprive them, frustrate them, break them down. They're not allowed any proper avenue to discuss what was done to them. So it's just like after the Vietnam War and the Korean War, it's the same thing. And World War II had a significant number of post-traumatic service men, mostly men in World War II, that were not adequately treated. We saw depopulation at that point in our inner cities, the cities of Detroit, St. Louis, different cities they never restored their population because they were either killed in service in Europe or in the Pacific or died frustrated and drugged when they returned home in VA hospitals. They are torturing our servicemen and women when they return.
Well, that's absolutely right. Now, Ron, I know that for many listeners, this is sounding unbelievable. But when you actually look at the documents and read them for yourselves, and you understand the fact that, sadly, the United States is an illusion of representation, you suddenly understand that all of these documents that we have on StopTheCrime.net are real. And to this, I would just like to bring in the Rodolfo Linus wired in the brain, because I don't think we can say this enough, because this is all part of the human experiment and the literal human performance degradation of humans as we've known it. Now, they may call it human performance enhancement, but we're literally being dehumanized. We're being turned into machinery and literally being replaced through a evolution that is being created by those that have the methodologies and the resources. And we're told that in the NASA war document. They tell us that they are creating a new evolution for humanity because humans have a negative value added now. But Ron, the Rodolfo Linus YouTube that we have up on StopTheCrime.net that talks about the wires in the brain, I'd like to discuss this because I really...
Sure, this is already on StopTheCrime.net. You'll see that he was from Bogota, Colombia, University of Bogota in South America, that he talks about controlling people one way and controlling people two way. He has some younger underlings from New York University that are in their early 20s And he's an advisor to the NSA. And this technology is at the NSA for some time now.
And the CIA as well.
But yes, the CIA and the NSA are combined. And they are using these technologies to, you'll hear them talk about breaking the blood-brain barrier. And then he takes his two younger assistant underlings that are research students. One of them realizes the problem with controlling humans and actually says it in the YouTube video. All you have to do is type in YouTube or in search engine, Rodolfo Linos, Wires in the Brain, in R-O-D-O-L-F-O, and then L-L-I-N-A-S, Wires in the Brain. What they're doing is they're breaking the blood-brain barrier with either drugs, vaccines, laced food, laced drinks, water or soda pop, chemtrails, and going to the 10 to the negative 9 meter scale, which goes through and it breaks the blood-brain barrier, and it lodges plaques and self-replicating crystal structures, nanowires, within the fissures of the brain.
To hear the entire show and many others, visit www.puremomentum.net.